A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside on KSL, a limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey, streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Thanks so much for tuning in. We got a lot happening tonight, including the weekly return of Dr. Matt Woolley for a little bit of complimentary professional mental health assistance, courtesy of the Nightside Project. And Alex, why don't we get started on the mental health talk?
Yeah,
why don't
we
get started a little bit early on that?
I thought this would be a really good time to tell you that you've changed, buddy.
You've
changed, and you've been super weird during all this. I thought it was just going to be like an old blanket, but you have totally changed. COVID has changed you, Millard.
Well, and I'm not the only one. In fact, around the world, people are reporting massive changes in personalities, including things like formerly social people kind of becoming a little bit non-social.
Well, they've been forced to.
Yeah, they've been forced to, but I wonder if maybe the difference is that you like it.
There could be this thing. Here's the deal. We hear from, and I think Dr. Matt Woolley has spoken to this a little bit during the time that we've had him on the show during these weeks. And it is, you know, people who are the outgoing personality type tend to struggle more during something like this. While we have had people we've had people texting us like, this has been amazing. I don't like being around other people. I hate human beings. I love the COVID because I've been able to not have to go into work as much. I've been able to not have to deal with those people that I usually deal with. And look, you don't even have to go into a restaurant anymore. The food just shows up at your door. The people ring your doorbell and run away. So it works out perfect for those people with agoraphobia. I don't know. The thing is here's the part that I worry about is how much it changes a little bit maybe of the development of your kids, right? So that's something that's come up during all this as well. And while I thought this was funny because in this article that we read from the BBC that has to do with the suggestion of people's personalities changing during all this. And if you feel like that your personality has changed a little during all this, we'd love to hear from you. 57500. What has your personality changed into, and do you like the new version of you? But there is a personality change laboratory at the University of California. Boy, higher education has gotten to a weird place, hasn't it?
Well, I think so. Just because you're not interested, it doesn't mean it's not
that
important.
I'm not interested. I'm just saying there is a full-on personality change center. Isn't that what they called it? The personality. Look, they studied this stuff, Ethan, and our personality's been changing during all this. I get it. We're totally acting differently. This is nothing we've ever encountered before. Why on earth wouldn't we change how we think about things? Of course we do.
How have you changed?
Same old, same old. No, for me, I'm coming into work every day, so I'm still the same guy. Here's what I will say. I think that I have become way more. I have gotten a little bit more grumpy during all this. If I'm going to be completely honest,
but do you think that that's permanent grumpy, or do you think that's just
I don't know?
You're tired
I don't like
of
it. I don't like the new.
Pass.
I don't like the newer, more grumpy version of me. I hope it.
Really,
I hope
how
it
do
passes.
Your kids and wife feel about it?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They love
is
it?
I don't know if it's because the ones who get the brunt of this are the kids. I'm way more grumpy with them, and we
I'm
see them, and I think we see them more often. I mean, that's probably why.
Yeah, but let me just say this. Number one, I'm impressed that you can see that in yourself. That you've got self awareness. I think that's great. But number two, why don't you use that self awareness to change and not be so grumpy?
Why would you expect me to change myself during all that? I just came to this conclusion today.
Well, good. Let it be a springboard and say, you know what? I know I'm grumpy. It's not necessary.
See, before when my kids say, I hate you, Dad, I would always just go, yeah, right. I'm a great dad. Now I go, I kind of get it. I kind of get it during all this.
But they say
there's this thing called the Michelangelo effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And experts say that this is something that is partly due to the lack of people's experiences being predictable. We don't have predictable experiences right now. Predictable experiences from work. We don't have predictable experiences, obviously, from school. And it's just going to get a little bit more weird when the fall rolls around because school's going to be totally different than it is.
Well, I've had experiences with excessive grumpiness over the last couple of months. But I don't think that really necessarily represents a change in personality because there have always been things that have made me grumpy, right? Now they're just kind of more and more often and more extended opportunities for things to trigger a little bit of grumpiness in me. So I wouldn't say that this is like a personality change at all.
Okay. So what do you think that you have, what behavior has changed the most during all of this pandemic, Ethan? What of your behavior of any of your lifestyle, anything has changed the most during all this?
I'm eating a lot better.
Better?
Mm-hmm.
You're like the only person I know. You're the only person that we know. Your anecdotal
better?
Yeah, your anecdotal weirdness does not translate into reality.
No. Listen to what happened. So, and I know I'm not the only one, but all this coronavirus stuff, it kind of triggered this general existential analysis, right? And I, for one, and I've never been like this, all right? I've never been a hypochondriac. I'm not saying I'm a hypochondriac, but I've never been particularly worried about my health, okay, at all. And rarely gone to the doctor at all in my life. But reading all these stories about young people, you know, this marathon runner, he was the healthiest guy anyone knew. Then he got COVID and needs a double lung transplant. It was just crazy stuff like that. And I just could not shake it. And I started to get really concerned about things like that. And that's triggered. I've seen, especially if you add in the accident out there on the sidewalk that nearly ended my life. Especially if you count that. I've seen a doctor more in the last 6 months than I have in the last few years.
Well, I was going to say,
several
years.
Here's
what I'll say, is that this Michelangelo effect, if you're anybody worth your salt in the psychology community, it is this. It's basically the idea of this is the ideal version of me that I think that, one, I want to see myself as, and two, what I think that the people who love me and that are around me view me as, and you start to gravitate toward that ideal self image. And you eating better is kind of a sped up effect of that, Ethan, where you go, you know what? I don't have to put on the quarantine 19. I don't need to put on the quarantine 37.
I put on the quarantine 19 back in 2019.
That's what I'm saying is that I think that, in your case, you're doing exactly what the psychology says that we would do, which is you start to gravitate toward being a better person because you are around the people that you love the most and you feel like you need to be on your best behavior around the people that you love the most.
Okay, so I get that.
I'm more grumpy at the people that, right now that I love the most. I don't know why.
But let me tell you, what happened, though. So I actually had an overreaction to something that happened in my life and with my health. And that landed me in the doctor's office with, you know, Dr. Clark, really good guy,
yeah.
Great doctor. And it was nothing, right? He could have laughed in my face.
He
got it from the office. It was pretendinitis.
It was pretendinitis. That's what it was.
Yeah.
See, I thought he was going to say something like,
oh. He didn't because he's a great doctor.
Ethan's got a problem of the blood. That's what I thought. It was like some old school diagnosis.
But you know what happened, though, is he gave me, and these were not hard things, and they were a little bit more specific, and it wasn't the general, well, you know, eat more vegetables and exercise more, see you later, come for a checkup sometime. It was just a couple of specific things. He said, well, try this and this and this. And it made the biggest deal. And so I went from having this kind of COVID-related general health overreaction. I didn't think it was
right.
It was COVID. It was just I've been so hyped on my health recently that it drove me into the doctor's office. But I'm grateful I went, and I'm grateful that I endured the humiliation of the false alarm. And because I got some meaningful help out of it that really has been great for me.
Hey, everybody.
And so that's been awesome.
Hey, everybody. Join Ethan Millard every night here on the Nightside Project, where he tells you how he's better than you. Join us every evening, 57500.
Hey, you've got Dr. Clark's number. Call him up and say,
We moved. Listen, I cut off all those relationships.
You cut off all those ties?
I don't know. I told them to burn all my medical files when I leave there, too.
Just go and say, hey, tell me what you told Ethan. I'll sign a waiver if you want.
Hey, what are those drugs you gave Ethan Millard? Can you give me a double dose, please? 57500. This one says, so much better as well. Go plant-based. You've been cramming the veggie thing down everybody's throat.
Well, no, come on. We did our time as vegans.
We did our time as vegans. We were in vegan jail, vegan prison.
We were in vegan nam. Dude, we did our time.
We got hit with that organic napalm.
And it's I've got a friend actually who's gone vegan and it's turned into
the most insufferable friend that you have.
No, sure. But you know, it's a big lifestyle change. So of course people want to process it, right? They want to talk about it, but it's not an overbearing thing.
Going from eating burgers every once in a while, having a nice Polish dog, to a life that is 100% just bread, Oreos, and Fritos is really tough as a vegan. So congratulations to my plant-based friends out there who've made the switch over to all Fritos and Oreos. Let's take our first break. How has your personality changed during the pandemic, or has it at all? Or are you not that self-aware and you don't care? 57500. The Nightside Project, last 3 days of the program, as we finally have gotten you. Ethan, have you noticed all the numbers going down? The COVID numbers going down as the Nightside Project.
We're doing it.
Is also going down in flames.
The coronavirus is bowing to the Nightside Project.
We're going
to
take the break here. We'll come back. We've got much more to talk about. We've got a consumer news next. You don't want to miss it. Stay right here. It's the Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.